This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
And it's Tuesday, August 27th, 2019. Thank you for joining us on this live Tuesday transmission. Owen Schroyer is going to be hosting most of the broadcast today. He's going to have in studio an amazing, interesting guest that we had on yesterday, but they're going to get into a whole host of other issues that we didn't get to with Count Dankula yesterday. We're also going to have some other surprise guests popping in. Also, we're going to have my interview that I taped Sunday with Sargon of Akkad. That's over an hour long. Rob Dew kind of made a mini documentary and added a lot of documentation to what I and Sargon were talking about. So that's all coming up in the second hour as well. And then Owen will be back in the third and into the fourth hour today with, again, Count Dankula. Yesterday, I went to drudgereport.com, and there was a headline, "The Post Human World." And I clicked on the article, and it was NBC News saying humans will soon be extinct, and there's a plan to get rid of us. Pretty amazing. You'd think that would be our top story because it's a "see, we told you so." But I got caught around the axle covering how the system is attempting to crash the economy and openly allying with the communist Chinese against America and a whole host of other important issues. But still, if you don't understand the transhumanist movement and where it came from, you don't understand the ruling class's ethos and their religion and where they're taking us. If you know this, you know everything. And you know why they're fomenting hatred of fellow man and promoting racism in the name of fighting racism and sexism and all the whole trans movement. You can be a woman. You can be a man. A man can have a baby. None of it's true because they're getting you ready for the, quote, cyborgs. And the great deception that comes with that, that I'm going to break down on the other side of this break. And there isn't a more important issue. It ties into everything. And then Owen will come in and because I'm getting tooth worked on today and put it off a few months, so it's got to happen. Now, first I want to hit this, though, as it ties into the hate. MSNBC guest, who's a Washington Post senior columnist, came out and said Dems must burn down conservatives with, quote, no survivors. A scorched earth policy, not just remove Trump, but destroy conservative culture, destroy nationalist culture, tear it all out so we can never come back. This is total authoritarianism. This is cultural genocide, and they're leading towards physical genocide. But after all, they work for the establishment that are transhumanist, that are building a post-human era. So let's go ahead and roll some of the chilling statements of this truly dangerous authoritarian.
This is an extreme administration that is dangerous. If you are Latino right now, you probably need to carry your birth certificate around. I've known people that are carrying them because they're so scared that they're going to be scooped up and stolen. But yet, yeah, it's fine. Go and dance on TV. It is incredible.
It is. I wrote a column way back when, I think it was around the time that Sarah Huckabee Sanders was denied service at the restaurant, that what we should be doing is shunning these people. Shunning, shaming these people is a statement of moral indignation that these people are not fit for polite society. I think any institution, University of Virginia, for example, for a bit had a relationship with Mark Short, who is now back with the administration. I think it's absolutely abhorrent that any institution of higher learning, any news organization or any entertainment organization that has a news outlet would hire these people. I also want to echo something that my friend EJ said. It's not only that Trump has to lose, but that all his enablers have to lose. We have to collectively, in essence, burn down the Republican Party. We have to level them, because if there are survivors, if there are people who weather this storm, they will do it again. They will take this as confirmation that, hey, it just pays to ride the waves. Look at me. I've made it through. And so up and down the ticket, federal, state, local offices. The country has to repudiate this. It is not a normal administration. And when these people say, oh, you can't criticize us.
This woman's a terrorist, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globe, let's not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's Tuesday, August 27th, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. I mentioned this some yesterday. I said I'd get to it, but it's so important I'm going to hit it right up front right now. You went to drudgereport.com, you saw that headline right there, bigger than Dallas. The post-human era is here. And it linked to an NBC featured story. And the first paragraph, it says, soon humans will be extinct. What a fantastical statement. Why, Hitler just said he wanted certain groups of humans to be extinct, and we're told he was the most evil man that ever lived on the face of the earth. Isn't that just amazing? But when it's pushed by the transhumanist, James Lovelock, why, it's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's something that we need to embrace as saving the earth. And in this six-page article, they say it all. Now, when I saw the headline at NBC, when I followed the link, I knew exactly what I was going to read word for word because I've read it 5,000 times. But back when I read it the first few dozen times, it was 25 years ago. When I first got really politically engaged and involved on air, before I read a lot of history books and done a lot of research. And I'd read Brave New World, and I'd read 1984. And then I'd read nonfiction books by those authors explaining these are future predictions of what's going to happen if we don't change course. Then I found out that the author of Brave New World, he wrote it in 1932, Aldous Huxley, that his brother was the head of the World Eugenics Society, and after World War II called it the World Transhumanist Society, and that much of their ideas have been adopted by Hitler. And then it starts making a lot more sense. And then you realize the British royal family has funded this, and IBM funded it, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has followed in those footsteps, and Warren Buffett. This is the religion. This is the club. And, you know, I've made films on this, and I've covered this for 25 years. But see, now it matters, because now people see me lay out and predict basically everything. And they've gone from this being in academic papers and in academic books that, you know, cost $50, $100, $200 a piece and that are read at PhD and above level to it now being brought out into the pop culture and the front page of NBCNews.com. And you read this, I pledge to you that tomorrow I'm going to come in and I'm going to dedicate at least the first couple hours to this. I was not supposed to be here today, but I had to come in I'm getting a tooth worked on, a root canal, and I've put it off too long. I've got to get that taken care of, and so I'm going to get that done. But tomorrow, Owen's coming in to take over, and we've got Sargon Abakad going to be here with us in a very important interview, and also Count Dankula's back in. So it's just a big transmission today, but I had to come in just to highlight here that this is the big enchilada. And if you put the name Adolf Hitler on this, people would decry it and say it was the worst thing in the world, because it is. But because they put, oh, the environmentalists, he's such the famed James Lovelock, because they put it in that context, it's sold as a wonderful thing. And then they go into, oh, and don't worry, your ruling elite, your superhumans are already here, and they're already geoengineering the Earth, and the machines that have merged with humans may decide to kill you, or they may keep you around like a potted plant. Well, that's like Ray Kurzweil saying, oh, once we're AI gods, we might destroy you, but we probably just see you as a bug. So hope we don't step on you. Now think about how this is the most selfish, arrogant, evil thing that anyone could possibly ever imagine. Think about that. That they're saying, we don't even know where humans came from their perspective. But they are going to chart for us the whole future of our supposed evolution. And when they first started pitching this 100 years ago, it was how it was going to empower us, but it was always designed to replace us, because since the time of the ancient Egyptians, the so-called elites have always wanted to cheat death. But it was a fraud. They would put all their wealth, all their power into being mummified, have their wives mummified, have their dogs, their cats mummified, have models of their ships and their litters and everything put in those tombs with them, and it was all delusional. And to this day, we get mummified, we get embalmed, we get buried, as if keeping this body around somehow holds the spirit. It's blasphemy. It's the original sin of not recognizing the spirit that's already in us, and the fact that this is just a rose-colored darkling that we wear, an earth suit. So they tell us that the post-human era is here, that we're all going to be gone soon. I'm going to read some of these quotes here in a moment. I've written a lot of notes here that I want to go over, but that'll be tomorrow. And we're just supposed to sit here and take it. And I know the whole history of these people. I know where they started. I know how they operate. I know their modern configurations. I knew as soon as I saw old James Lovelock's name, he was a horrible anti-human, overpopulation, human exterminist pusher, that he'd worked with Julian Huxley. I pulled up the books that they're in together. Again, textbooks that cost $100. And all the things they say, how they're going to put fluoride in the water to dumb us down and make us more manageable, how they're going to feed us poison GMO. They're not saving the earth. They believe they're gods, and the earth has to be absorbed by them like an egg from which they then emerge from. So remember, everything they're telling you is a lie. They tell you that if you're an adherent to their religion, they tell you that if you accept their Luciferian religion, it's a Luciferian rite. You read deeper into literature, they admit they follow Lucifer. So did one of their other top priests, 2001 Space Odyssey author, Arthur C. Clarke. He gave interviews and wrote essays and admitted it. They traveled to Jupiter to meet Lucifer, and ignite the new star, the morning star. But expanding on that, the New York Times said, oh, look, he's a kook, he's a transhumanist. Jeffrey Epstein was just nobody, don't look into it. Yeah, he was helping head up the Albert Einstein Institute. And yeah, Bill Gates met with him, but won't talk about what they were meeting about. And so did the royalty and So did Warren Buffett, and so did Oprah Winfrey, and so did all the other top scientists in New York at these week-long meetings that they have several times a year. And he would fly around the world to all these scientific institutions constantly because he was just a gopher of these people. They're developing human cloning, new bodies for themselves. It doesn't mean they've done it yet, but that's what they're doing. They say David Rockefeller had 7 heart transplants before he died at 100 or whatever it was. Look up how long David Rockefeller was. I think it was 100. He did break the family record. Nobody ever made it to 100, and he did it. So, of course, you're ultra-rich and corrupt and a sociopath. All you care about is living forever. And then no matter which group or organization it is throughout history, they're told you must enslave your people. You must transcend humanity to live forever. You must kill them. And that's the Lucifer energy. And you read this. This is a Luciferian manuscript and a death letter, a death order to you and your family, where they say, we're going to kill you. NBC News, you're dead. So enjoy the 5G, drink that fluoride, take those vaccines, and say bye-bye.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right, welcome back to reality. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I want to explain something again. I had read all this science fiction, but also history. Isaac Asimov's Foundation series, Frank Herbert's Dune. I mean, I was a voracious reader, but I'd read more history than science fiction. And then I noticed that a lot of the science fiction was based on eugenics and Plato and Hitler, and it's a lot of things that actually happened. And then I went to college and learned that it was all a bunch of anti-human, anti-American, anti-free market communism. And then I decided to read what the actual controllers were writing and saying, the real social engineers. And again, at governmental PhD level, it's all public. Post-human world, eugenics, to do it, we've got to sabotage the normal human system so that it's so unlivable, so failed, people will then beg for the new, quote, augmented or cyborg existence. That was in 1978 Pentagon document that got declassified in 2000 to the Federation of American Scientists. It got reclassified, but I put the classified document in my film, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny. And it describes humans born into tanks, and then the heat from our bodies powers the AI that then jacks into our brains for virtual reality for an AI-human interface. You're probably saying, wait a minute, I saw a 1999 film called The Matrix. You see, this is an externalization of the method. One hypothesis and model is that model, incomplete with aircraft that will be used to try to block the sun out in a war to kill the AI. It's already war-gamed all that. And so they'll have to send out hunter-killer robots to kill all the humans on the ground that are powered by humans. And you're going, wait a minute, that's another one of the Matrix movies. Exactly. And that's actually in this NBC article, how they're chemtrailing you. So you have to understand, since Francis Galton and since the Wedgwoods and the Huxleys and the Darwins all interbred for the British royal family to create what they believed a superhuman, to try to envision the future, they envisioned computers, biometrics, everything we have was channeled to them by entities from other dimensions. Now, you have to understand, this is not me saying this. You notice they don't attack me for this in the news because they know it's their religion. They want me off the air because of this. And so they breed people that have the proper electrochemical cells in their brain. Just like birds can fly according to the magnetic lines, or butterflies can fly from Mexico to Canada and lay their eggs, hatch, fly back off of magnetic control. They bred humans to be able to interdimensionally interface with the entities that then sent them the messages to build all this. Now, again, you're getting the big secrets here. They don't want you to know this. They're rolling out what I told you 25 years ago about the planetary government, how they're going to exterminate you and your family. That's because they're ready to start implementing this now. They're getting ready to roll out this phase. But I'm explaining to you why they're all doing this, because they really believe they're going to be given immortality when they're given the blueprints to merge with the AI. So, yes, you're on a planet. You're in a real science fiction movie. Satan's real. And tomorrow when I come in, I'm going to read this whole article and then go through exhibits showing you where they actually say it and where they do it. But again, Darwin had visions where an entity told him about the origin of the species and how it would all work, and they were all doing this. Let me just read you a few paragraphs from here. Cyborgs will replace humans and remake the world, James Lovelock says. Now, cyborgs are humans merging with machine. But again, the super class, the real controllers, are only going to give 99.9% of people systems that totally control them, totally enslave them. But just as above, so below, the globalists have been deceived, just like an Egyptian pharaoh, again, believing that he spent 90% of his GDP on building giant pyramids and then mummifying himself, that he would somehow live forever. And, of course, he was building this pyramid for a completely different reason than what he was told. Little secrets I'll get to later. But cyborgs will replace humans and remake the world. James Lovelock says, for tens of thousands of years, humans have reigned as our planet's only intelligent, self-aware species. You really think we're the only thing on the planet? No, the Bible tells us a really bad dude with a whole legion, hundreds of thousands of crew are on the planet. Don't listen to it, though. It just told you about the whole world government, the cashless society, robots, nuclear weapons. It's all in there. But the rise of intelligent machines means that could soon change. Perhaps in our own lifetimes, not long after that, Homo sapiens could vanish from the earth entirely. So we're all dead, but oh, it's liberal because it goes into it to save the earth. We're going to have to die. And yes, like they've all told everybody, when you merge with a machine, your body has to die. We can't have two of you running around. But of course, it's the ultimate con, just like the pharaohs, believing mummification made them live forever. They could keep their body intact. That's the jarring message of the new book by James Lovelock, the famed British environmentalist and futurist. He's not famed by real scientists, but he's worshipped by the heights of science because he brought out the Gaia hypothesis that the Earth itself has a spirit. Remember Final Fantasy? The Earth itself has a spirit that's under attack by the real devil, Jesus Christ. And Lucifer is the feminine spirit. This gets into all this twisted Kabbalah stuff that's not really out of Solomon's temple, but a different deal. Oh, yeah, that's right there. And then Lucifer and the goddess must defeat the devil, Jehovah. That's what they teach. Jehovah is the devil. Lucifer is the Christ. You know, I thought you said Jesus is that. It's all intermixed. That's why the Bible has Jesus as the morning star and Lucifer as the morning star. It's all coded. And again, folks, this is what the establishment actually follows. You need to know all this. You need to understand all this. But this isn't the sign of the feminine and of Lucifer. This is the sign of the left-hand path. Seen that before? Live long and prosper. Most of the priests involved don't even know it. I'm giving you the big secrets why they're desperate to get me off air right now. And you read on, don't worry, the AI is going to spray the atmosphere to save you or maybe kill you. And the AI is going to be dust that's everywhere. And they're going to load the AI onto rockets and shoot them into space so the AI takes over the universe and just it becomes God. So again, these people run things. They have the world government set up. They've been told, and they're all operating for centuries, and back before that, but taking over the scientific systems, to build a world government to orderly move humans out and then move in something new that's not human. And then there's a new class thing where people want to be in the country club, people want to have the Rolex, people want to have the trophy wife. How about you get the new cool chip that Elon Musk is already promoting to you? Because he's the guy that opposed it, but now he's the guy that's for it. You can trust him. But really, he was with it the whole time. And now he's just further capitulating. We'll hit a little bit more of this when we come back. But Owen Schroyer's taking over. Stay with us.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jones, your host, and the key to what I'm getting at here is this transhumanist movement came out of the eugenics movement, but the eugenics movement itself was just the power elite of the planet trying to study how to scientifically control populations and how to find the elixir of eternal life. There were famous Spaniards who were given massive amounts of money by the Portuguese and by the Italian and by the Spanish governments to travel all over the Americas, not looking for gold, but looking for the fountain of youth. Think about it. You're a king with giant palaces full of piles of gold and diamonds and rubies. But you're dying. You're old. You want to live forever. And so they would fantasize about building pyramids to live forever. They would fantasize about founding the fountain of youth in Florida and then cities of gold in Arizona and New Mexico. It wasn't there. But it was the fantasy. And so via the fantasy, those explorers were able to explore by telling the king they were really going to find the Fountain of Youth. And just like the priest class was able to manipulate the pharaoh to really make them the real rulers, the priest class didn't intermarry. The priest class wasn't deformed. The priest class wasn't mentally retarded. The pharaohs were. The priest class was the real power, building these giant temples and systems with a secret aim, with a secret master, but with a fake power out front. And so we see history repeating itself. So you read this article, and this is suddenly on Discovery Channel, History Channel, it's everywhere. The world without humans, the post-human world, how it's going to be so great. And then everything we're given technology-wise breaks up our families, lowers our IQs, gives us cancer, cheats us financially, tracks everything we're doing and everything we're up to. But it's all a religion. It's all a global system. And whether it's Christianity that's been infiltrated and taken over, or modern Judaism has been taken over, or Islam, or the systems in Asia and China and communism, none of the ancient teachings are taught anymore, but new twisted systems on top of them are. You don't see the church's warning of the mark of the beast or implantable microchips. You don't hear people warning about that. No. Because they want to keep their 501c3. And Elon Musk just 2 years ago said, beware the AI gods. I've been in meetings with the billionaires. There's a plan for world government to exterminate you. Suddenly, fires, explosions in his factories. His stocks are down. Soros makes a run in his company, almost brings it down, and then buys it up. And then Elon Musk walks out onto the stage just a few weeks ago and says, next year, we're going to start taking orders for people that want to get wires plugged into their brains so they can become cyborgs. But he said, don't worry, it won't take you over right away. So 2020 is only 4 or 5 months away, and they're launching with it to totally normalize it. And in the future, if you want to have a cell phone or you want to be able to have a job, you're going to have it. They already have in professions all over the world, from Sweden to Mexico, with captive populations, where to work at certain jobs, they make you have an implantable chip. And that's just the beginning of them getting inside your body. I have nothing against men that want to think they're a woman and take hormones, but I shouldn't have to pay for it. But the whole transhumanist movement, the Tavistock Institute admits, was about getting you used to saying, okay, a man can be a woman. A woman can be a man. A man can have a baby. None of that's true. So you accept the humanoids that have 4 or 5 parents. You accept the clones. You accept the animal-human splices, which has all been being done for 50 years. I learned about it 25, 26 years ago in MIT reports of clones 20, 30 years before. The Nazis were cloning rabbits 75 years ago. And so that's the key to everything I cover. There is a breakaway civilization that's siphoning off our energy, siphoning off our money, siphoning off our ingenuity, our spark that God gave us, to build for a group of people that want to be gods a system to pretend they're God, when in truth it's the human development made in the image of God that's already manifested all this, and we are the incredible creature that's been poisoned and stunted and attacked. So that in our embryonic form, this system can come in and extract our knowledge and data for itself in an attempt to become a more advanced life form. Satan is older than us, but described like a machine that has free will and can't really create offspring. It can only steal offspring, reprogram it for its systems. We are the Borg. Resistance is futile. And the system just keeps telling you what it's doing to you. So when the real thing hits you, you've seen Star Trek 100 times. You've seen all these movies. You've seen Terminator. You think it's fiction. Your brain takes it not as a threat. It is a threat. 5G can mind control you. That's Scientific American. It's killing you. So the Wall Street Journal comes out and says, oh, cities are pulling it out. There's no evidence. When all there is total evidence. But the good news is, people know anecdotal evidence. Everyone I know themselves has gotten deathly ill from a vaccine, or their family has. Or they have someone autistic, or someone who died. My mother was told back when she was on the UT Master Swim team. She was winning gold medals and silver medals. She was beating Olympic athletes. Didn't start professionally swimming until she was 30 years old. They told her when she was like 38, 39, take the flu shot on the UT team. They took it. A bunch of them got sick. She almost died, and she could never swim at that level again. And so, my uncle almost died from a tetanus shot. They said it was a tetanus shot. My grandmother got polio from the polio shot. They told her. Second round. Well, now sports analysts, trash talk flu shots, sports commentators, Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless, revealed their skepticism of flu shots during a segment on Fox Sports. And he says, I'm not getting the shot. And the other guy says, yeah, I took the shot and I got sick. He goes, yeah, me too. Their humanity is coming out. They could be fired for that. Because the biggest sponsor is Big Pharma, setting a precedent to put something in your body with their whole history of secret experimentation. So again, there's this whole breakaway civilization that's putting fluoride in our water, that's spraying the atmosphere, that is giving us GMO, they admit gives us cancer, that is frying us with all this Wi-Fi and all of this solar radiation and all of this artificial garbage, all this microwave radiation, and admitting they're doing it. This is a post-human plan, and they say it in NBC News. Tomorrow I'll read the whole thing and go over it, because this is the fount, the cause, where it's all coming from. And again, they believe they're channeling Lucifer. They believe they're in contact with off-world or interdimensional creatures. That's why the media won't attack me on this and make jokes about it. That's their damn religion. And most people in the system know this now, and they're clamoring to be part of it. Let me have the cyborg. Let me get on the ship with the future. Let me transcend. Don't let me die. Don't leave me here as a worm. And it's all a trap. None of them are going to ascend with this system. They're going to fall. They're going to go down a dimension, not up. But they're, again, sociopaths. They're predators. So, oh, my God says I've got to get rid of the bad humans. They actually say this in the article, to save Gaia when they're actually killing the Earth. So, just a quick little sliver of truth about the vaccine, a little glimmer of human resistance. Think of what we could all do together. How they're pulling down the smart towers. They're spying and face scanning in Hong Kong. Think of the 7.5 billion of us. We could snap our fingers and remove these elites, remove the AI, remove all this. But not once they make us totally dependent on it. Not once none of us know how to garden or fight or do electrical work. Not once we're all just inside addicted to the screens. Then they got us. We're being caught by this matrix right now. Here are the two sports legends.
I got a shot to win five.
No, they asked me yesterday.
That would be the peak five.
I was at CBS. They asked me, you want a flu shot? I said, I ain't got no shot. That's the only shot they got, flu shots.
Really?
They got no shots at 5. Skip, you saw that offensive line.
I took one flu shot in my life and immediately got
the flu. That's it, exactly.
I haven't done one in a while either.
Do Supreme.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Owen Schroyer and a lot more. This is the resistance. This is the truth. That's why they want it off the air. They cannot believe we built a platform to fight them. Humanity's only begun to fight, globalist.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, my fellow humans. Alex Jones here. Owen Sawyer is about to take over. We really are trying to build a pro-human future. We're trying to maintain the systems that make us strong, that make us passionate, that make us creative, that make us loving. And the biggest point I didn't hit last segment that I'll cover more tomorrow is that love and love of humanity and respect for ourselves and love of God and that connection of God is an energizing force that will literally give you discernment. The enemy has what the Bible called the mystery of evil. They are literally programmed. They have a spirit. They work together. They have a connection. But we work together as well. And that's what this broadcast is all about. So as folks go back to school and as we hurtle towards the end of 2019 and as Elon Musk pushes brain chips and wires into our heads starting next year, humanity is starting to wake up. Just like we played that Fox sports piece where both hosts talk about how much vaccines hurt them. They had that planned, folks. They have moral issues. And by that, they care. They are having their conscience and their Holy Spirit touched. And that is that wireless internet, that sixth sense that God's able to communicate with us through. And the enemy wants to block that. But if you reach out to God, God will open your heart, ladies and gentlemen. It's real. You're not going to find it in the phony churches. You just got to call out to God and say, I want to be good. I want to know the truth. I want to know you. Please show me the way. It will happen. In closing, Your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support is all critical. It's the trifecta. Your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support. And that big special we've been running has been cut back because a lot of the products are close to selling out or have sold out, but a lot of products are still 50% off. And we've just got so many products that regardless you need, we have the new skin cream that has a hyaluronic acid that everybody knows is so important to give to the skin, with the nano silver that's the highest quality, and other key vitamins and things. It's really amazing. And it's very, very affordable. So check out the Super Silver skin cream. It's, again, part of the same family of the Super Silver wound gel. It's so popular, but it's a lot less expensive. That's available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get a t-shirt, get a book, sign up for auto ship for the Wake of America coffee or for the toothpaste, fortified with a little silver and iodine, fluoride free, super blue. All of that is what makes this operation possible. They're working around the clock to shut us down still. I'm not going to belabor you with all the latest attacks, but you know what's going on, and a lot's going on behind the scenes. So just please stand with us. Please pray for us, and please visit InfoWarsStore.com. And again, I want to thank all of you that have been visiting the store, but remember, it's critical to sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off, so you don't forget to support us each month, or every 2 months, every 3 months. You make that decision, but please make that decision today. Please take action.
This is Greg Reese for InfoWars, NewsWars.com on the ground in Hong Kong. We are here at Victoria Park, right behind me to my right, which is where the epic photograph was just taken days ago of over a million Hong Kongers in protest. They're saying 20% of the population, and that's what we're here for on the ground reporting on. It's been about 11 weeks of unrest since the extradition bill crisis that began in June. And since then, there's been massive protests, just like all over the world. There seems to be an awakening all over the world against globalism, against tyranny. Just yesterday, a man was arrested at a border checkpoint in Lo Wu, Hong Kong, after a knife attack on three people at Lenin Wall in Sun Quan O. And it left a journalist in critical condition. Now, this is a very interesting story when you look at what's been happening in the past few weeks. And the people here are very suspicious of the police lately. We're going to be doing some man on the streets while we're here, but since we've been here, we've talked to everyone we've run into, from the airport to the cab driver to people at the stores, people at the hotel, and what we've been hearing is the same story. Unlike in Western countries where there seems to be a divide as to fake news and real news, it seems like everyone here has become very suspicious of the police. Everyone here seems to be in support of the protesters. And here's some of the stories that we've been getting that have led to this questioning of the police and suspicion of the Hong Kong police. On July 21st, at a train station protest, there were six men detained and they were released. They were all wearing white. They were said to be members of the local triad organized crime organization. And they were using wooden poles and steel rods and targeting protesters. Now, they were arrested. It was announced that they were members of organized crime, and they were released. And it was the releasing of these six men that really started getting the attention of a lot of Hong Kongers. And they were getting really upset with their police, who up until now they've considered to be a very fair, non-political police force. According to a news report, Lo said that the going rate for an attack like Sunday's could be as much as 10 million Hong Kong dollars. That's 1.28 million per attack. Most of it would go to the triad leader.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the full Greg Reese report and more from Hong Kong can be found at InfoWars.com. All of our news coverage can be found at InfoWars.com. Of course, knowing that URL, knowing that website, knowing that link is imperative now because, as you know, anything Alex Jones, anything InfoWars ends up getting banned on just about 98% of social media. But here we are, nonetheless, at InfoWars.com/show, broadcasting live from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Now, coming up, we've got the interview of, we've got more clips from Sargon of Akkad. We've got more clips from, or we're going to be having in studio live, Count Dankula. So this is all coming up on the Alex Jones Show, as well as some other news coverage. So before we go to this break here in 3 minutes and really delve into Alex with Sargon of Akkad and then my in-studio guest, Count Dankula, you had 30 women testifying today on the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking. And it apparently got pretty heated. Obviously, the victims are upset. The lawyers warned Epstein would be killed in prison. He then was. They lied, said it was suicide. The judge allowed the witnesses to speak today, despite the prosecutors trying to shut that down, but it ended up being very heated. As you can imagine, the victims were upset that the federal government allowed Epstein to operate all of these years. So, it's not as much about us sitting here saying, well, we told you about Epstein years ago. InfoWars is tomorrow's news today. Yes, that's true. You already know that. But the takeaway is that you have such shadowy, powerful forces with, for lack of a better word, abilities to pull off this murder of Jeffrey Epstein, have the media totally covered up, claim it was suicide, have to have multiple people on the inside part of this, people in the media part of this. What shadow forces, what secret cabal has that much power, has that much influence? And you see the names in Jeffrey Epstein's little black book with royalty and elite politicians. And then today, you just had a top executive, I forget the individual's name, from the Motion Pictures Association of America. Yeah, that's the go-between between Hollywood and Congress. Yeah, top executive from the MPAA busted for child sex abuse. So you've now had multiple Disney people get hit with charges of pedophilia. You've had top Democrat staffers get caught with gigabytes of child porn. You've got Clinton going on Epstein's Lolita pedophile jet to pedophile island. You've got other names like George Nader. It's all coming out. It's all coming out. But, you know, the 30 women today were ignored by media.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.